All right, guys, GBD and Shipwreck coming to you from directly after the Microsoft Game Showcase, and we're going to tell you about the games that we played. The first game we played was Below, was it not?
That sounds right. We can go out of order if it's okay. They won't know.
Right, unless you were following us, in which case you shouldn't be doing that.
Below, the new joint from Cappy.
Yep.
The Super Time Force. What else did they make?
Sword and Sorcery.
Yeah, all that stuff. Good stuff. So it's a roguelike where it's kind of overhead view.
Dungeon crawler, mm-hmm. Randomly generated every time.
Yeah, it was very cool. You need to up the energy here. You're tired, GP.
It's almost midnight.
I know, up the energy though. You liked this game a lot.
I did like it.
Get excited.
Okay. It has a cool style about it, and it seemed pretty smooth. It didn't have any music or anything, and I wonder if that's just because it's still pretty early.
It was also very hard to hear in there, so it could have had very
No, but light. I had the headphones on.
Oh, I had headphones on it or other times too, and I couldn't really hear what was going on. It looked and played very fun. Little sword, little shield.
I feel like my son could play this game as well.
Yeah, I like the idea of, like, you can go find, similar to other games, you can go find your corpse and get your weapons back or whatever.
Right. But it was also cool that the world, after you die, the world that's been created stays the same, I think, right? And you're saying, so if you've opened up areas, they'll stay opened even though you've died, I think. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, but it's randomly generated as well, so.
But it's, right.
I'm not sure how that works.
But the parts that you've already been through must stay the same.
That's different. I haven't seen that before. Yeah, that could do it. So every area you've been through must stay the same.
Oh my God, my feet smell really bad. Let me angle my feet away from you.
Thank you.
I took my shoes off. That was maybe a mistake. How many, steps we did today. Hold this and talk about something.
All right, I can talk about Super Hot. I played some Super Hot. That game is a lot of fun.
It's super hot.
Yeah. It's kind of confusing if you just watch a video of it because it's like, why? What is going on in this game? But this is the game where enemies and bullets only move if you do. So as you're shooting somebody, the bullet just hangs in air and the enemy stays still until you move. So it's kind of almost like a puzzle, skill-based game where...
But it's a first-person shooter.
But it's a first-person shooter, yeah. And it's got some, crazy elements, too, where you can punch guys, and then their guns fly up in the air, and then you can grab them because they're just suspended in air, and then turn and kill some guys. But it's a lot about predicting, if this guy looks like he's running, where do I aim so that I shoot a bullet and then...
He runs into it. Yeah. Very unique.
When it works, when you get it right, it always works from what I could tell. But when you get it right, it's very, satisfying.
Yeah, I could tell. It looks like an action movie in a way that the...
Yeah, one time I had... There was two guys coming at me, one from the side and one from straight on, basically. And... I shot one that went behind the guy that was coming from the side, but nailed the guy that was coming straight at me from behind, which that was a good, I liked that.
Yeah. Satisfying.
Yes. We didn't play, but they had Cuphead. We watched that for quite a while.
That game, that ID, Xbox game. The worst
just
time.
Rolls off the tongue.
Right.
ID and Xbox.
That was getting the most attention. That had the most people around it.
Which is easy, because it's a game that's very easy to understand. Hey, that looks amazing.
Right.
We checked out Rainbow Six Siege.
Yes, the multiplayer. It was all right. I don't know.
Very hard to demo. My headset was busted, so I couldn't hear the developer or any of my teammates. So I was building... some barricades.
And my system crashed, so I only got to play one round. Maybe we'll play it again.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to when that game comes out. I don't know that I need to play a ton of it before it comes out.
Right.
Because...
You're buying it anyway. Yeah. You know it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah,
How badly could they fuck that up?
Yeah, they have not, from what we played.
Right.
So, I did some rappelling. That was kind of fun.
I know, I was watching you. How come I can't do that?
I was rappelling. I rappelled up the building, and then when I got to the very top of it, there was nobody up there. So then I turned around and rappelled all the way back down the building head first.
Nice.
And then I think when I got down there, I got shot.
Yeah.
But I didn't kill myself rappelling up and down, so that was...
It's a victory.
Right.
What else did we play?
We played the Rare Replay.
Yes.
They didn't have all of the games playable, but we played some RC Pro-Am.
Two.
RC Pro-Am 2, yes.
Which I did not know was a Rare game.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you did not know RC Pro-Am 2.
I know they made it.
It's very similar to RC Pro-Am 1. Yes, yes.
It was a little too complicated. I was a little thrown by all the options, post-race options, you know. But it was fun.
Yeah, that game still holds up, I think, pretty well. Right now, there's two, like, video setting options
mm-hmm.
that you get by clicking in one of the sticks. And basically, it's like a CRT. Like fuzzy, who's gonna play? Like,
curved, yeah, no one's gonna use that.
Nobody's gonna use
stretch
that.
Options or zoom options or anything like that.
Maybe just won't. Right now, there isn't. I don't know. I mean, even if it doesn't look good, like right now, because all their old games are 4x3.
Right. There's a lot of unused space.
It's got nice looking borders on the side.
Yeah, it looks
like
fine.
It's got like game artwork type of stuff. But at the same time, it's like, well. If I want to, it'd be nice to have a stretch option.
Just to see what it looks like. Might be okay.
Yeah. Some games are. And we also played some Battletoads Arcade, which I had never played before.
It was fun.
Yeah. The graphics look nice on that still as well. It's animated very nicely.
Yep. What else? We watched people play Forza 6, but I don't know.
It has rain,
but so did Horizon, so it's not that... exciting. All right. I don't know.
We watched Tomb Raider demo.
That looks good.
The majority of it, yeah. It's
Tomb Raider.
And it looks like more of the last game.
Yep.
But that's a good thing because the last game was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a Tomb Raider ice sculpture.
Oh, God.
That the pickaxes, they were...
Shot slides.
Shot slides. You could fill up a shot glass, which we did not do this, but
yeah, surprise, surprise, right? Skip that. But there were a group of guys around there who were hooping and a hollering, having a great time doing.
I don't have a problem with people having a great time with a Tomb Raider ice sculpture that is dispensing shots.
No, I mean it's purpose. It's right. Doing its job. Otherwise, it's unfulfilled.
Right. That'd be very sad.
It would be.
So the girl and the guy who had made the ice sculpture would have just been there.
No one likes my art.
Oh, what else we did was check out the Elite controller.
Yes.
That thing is awesome.
Right. You gotta buy that.
It makes you feel sad about your other controllers.
It makes you feel like it's a child's toy, garbage. I mean, everything's metal on it and hard. And
it's got a nice weight to it.
And
yeah, the D-pad...
was created
disc
by God, I think.
Thing is pretty amazing.
It's like one piece of metal, basically.
But it feels so, like you can just feel click, it, like click, 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 click all the way around.
You just count it out.
The paddle stuff, they like snap in with like little magnets.
The ones on the back, those are like the extra bonus buttons.
Yeah, which I'm not sure what exactly I'm going to do with those, but.
It's up to you.
Maybe.
The sticks felt amazing. Like,
yeah.
Just so nice.
Yeah. And the whole, like, changing the travel on the triggers, it works.
Yeah. You're going to, if you use, pick that thing up and use it, you're going to want to buy it, I think. I mean, if you're listening to this show, you play a lot of video games, and yeah, $150 is a lot, but it definitely feels three times better than the standard controller.
You probably only need one of these, though.
Yeah, for you. It's yours.
It's yours, and you put that away where...
It has a case.
Yeah, it has a case, and you're going to put that away so the kids don't pick it up. Or the cat, and take all the little pieces away.
Oh, right. And then just leave you with, like, just stubs. Great.
So,
Yeah.
You're just going to super glue it all together.
Yeah, that thing's solid. You're going to want it, I'm pretty sure. And that was it, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, we saw some Rock Band, but we have an appointment there, so
right.
Don't really have anything to say about that. Same thing with a couple other games that were there. No Halo, which was
right. Yeah, I like your theory. I like your theory, though, why they didn't have Halo.
Because nobody would ever leave the party and nobody could get in then?
It would just be all lines of the Halo.
Yeah. They had the Gears of War remastered.
Oh, we didn't try that.
No, we didn't.
But, yeah, maybe
not needed. We walked by it.
I believe they can do it.
Right.
I believe that they have the technology to take the old game and make it look slightly better.
I mean, it's at least with the Rare replay, we wanted to check out what exactly they had done and what was there. Yeah, I want to
see what RC Pro-Am looks like if I play it on a modern television, on a modern system.
And the menu stuff in that Rare replay seemed pretty nicely done, too.
It would be nice if they add some history to the games and stuff, like some information.
There was a little bit of that in there, I think.
But like, you know, like a gallery, like something like that in television collection.
Yeah.
Something.
Maybe it's there. We didn't really.
It's a $30 title, so they're probably not going to do that type of stuff. But anyway, it was a good event. Any event that you get to play games at is a good event, in my book.
I agree.
And if you don't.
And those little s'more pastries.
Those were pretty good.
Those were pretty good.
Not as good as the churros at BS Taqueria or whatever.
Yes, the BS Taqueria.
Is a good spot.
Is that Taqueria? Is that
it's called? I think that's right.
All
right. You want to go there if you can.
Watch out for the pickled carrots, though.
Yeah, I almost died from the spice. If I eat something that's too spicy, I get the hiccups. And so now I'm burning, and now I have
hiccups. I've never heard of that being a thing before.
Yeah, it happened a couple of days ago. A couple of days ago, I ate something that was really spicy. What was it? I don't know.
It was like instant, though. Like you would just like put the carrot in, like.
And I put the whole thing in my mouth, and I couldn't get out of it.
And seconds later, you were hiccuping.
Yeah, it was automatic. It's probably like a mental thing too. And I couldn't spit it out because it was cloth napkins. Like if it was paper napkins, I just would have spit it out. But you can't.
There weren't that many people in there. You could have just.
I know. Well, yeah. It's. But then I don't know. It was a lot of carrot. It was too big.
I had one. It was a little spicy, but
yeah, I'm not used to.
I didn't get the hiccups.
We don't have those spices in Japan, so my body's not used to it. I don't know. I'm a big pussy. Fine. All right. It's bedtime. We'll see you tomorrow. A lot of stuff going on. Bye.